This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. This November, Michiganders will vote on whether to allow recreational marijuana in the state. Michigan is at a crossroads, like many other states, when it comes to marijuana policy. Pot is still illegal at the federal level, but public opinion is changing. In fact, more than 60% of Americans now favor legalizing weed. Michigan Radio Steve Carmody just got back from Colorado. That's because that state legalized recreational pot 4 years ago, and he wanted to see what things are like now. Welcome back, Steve.
Oh, thank you.
So we put out a call for questions about the future of marijuana in Michigan ahead of this November vote, and we want to look to you for some answers. But first, let's just get all on the same page. What exactly would this ballot proposal in November mean if it is approved?
Well, basically, on a personal level, what it would mean is you'd be able to possess, if you're over the age of 21, up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana flower or up to 15 grams of marijuana concentrate.
And the ballot language is pretty simple, right? It's like 100 words that voters will read on the ballot.
Exactly. It's 100 words on the ballot, but it's about 5 pages in its totality. So there's a lot there that goes into how the industry would be regulated, what would be allowed, what wouldn't be allowed. So it's a very extensive document, but on the ballot, it's 100 words.
Okay, so let's jump into some questions then related to whether this is, you know, the complications or not. So let's start with Jeff, who wrote, he wants to know, would legalizing recreational use have any effects on the current laws regarding medical marijuana?
The proposal doesn't make any changes to Michigan's existing medical marijuana laws, but it is worth noting that there have been issues in other states that have involved increasing prices and decreasing access for certain strains of marijuana that medicinal patients rely on.
Okay. Josh wants to know, are there current plans to regulate marijuana use in public areas similar to that of alcohol or smoking?
Well, consumption would be illegal in public places, as well as, of course, driving under the influence. And in places like Colorado, where I just was, that's been a bit of an issue because a lot of consumers have been tourists to the state of Colorado. And what they have found is that they've gone purchased legally marijuana, but they haven't had any places to legally smoke it. So they've had to turn to concentrates and to edibles.
Okay. Valerie has a very basic, simple question. Will people be able to grow their own, and then would they be able to sell it?
Well, each household would be allowed to possess up to 12 plants for personal use. The plants would have to be stored in a secure place. They could give up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana flower as a gift, but no, they couldn't sell it.
Okay. Jennifer wants to know, my apartment lease says because marijuana is illegal federally, they do not allow it. And she says medical marijuana, they don't allow either on the property. How or would that change?
Well, this initiative would allow landlords to continue to ban smoking, but they couldn't ban possession or use of cannabis products by means other than smoking. So edibles and concentrates would be allowed, but obviously this is something that probably will end up in the courts.
Let's talk a little bit about some regulations. A listener wants to know, for example, could Oakland County become a dry county? Like, how would that work? And could cities and municipalities choose to opt out?
Well, each community would have the right to determine how it wants to regulate marijuana businesses within its jurisdiction, or they could ban them altogether. And again, that's the way it works right now in Colorado. And the result has been, essentially, people who live in places without retail stores would simply drive to a city or town nearby where sales are allowed.
Okay. And so, again, kind of on the regulation side of things, a question from Greg. He asks, can the state overturn the proposal if voters overwhelmingly vote in favor of recreational marijuana in November?
Well, the governor cannot veto the proposal once it's passed. The legislature, though, could amend it or overturn the proposal, but that would take a supermajority in both the House and the Senate, which, given the Michigan legislature, would be very difficult to do.
Okay. So, Steve, as we mentioned, you got back from Colorado. I assume that state grappled with many of these questions that we're trying to answer. What was your takeaway 4 years later for Colorado? What does that portend, do you think, for Michigan if it becomes legal here?
Well, Colorado and other states that have passed recreational adult use have been dealing with problems and continue to deal with issues because, you know, you're talking about taking a product that had been illegal, still is on the federal level, and turning it into a legal industry that needs regulation and needs education. And it's just a very complicated question for those states and for Michigan. So that's why in what I'm doing is I'm looking at several different issues in the reports I'm producing this month, dealing with law enforcement and business, to how a booming retail marijuana industry affects small town life and basically what to tell your kids if this does become law. And there's a lot to digest here. So we'll be sharing a lot of what I've come across online and as well as on air. And I hope that people will take it in and take the time to share their thoughts with us on Twitter and Facebook.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody on the Pot Beat. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.